First name is Maricela. It's Maricela. Last name is Guerrero. Guerrero. 8/24/22 today. 4/8/92. Chief complaint. Cough. Number two. Congestion. Next one is scratchy throat. Next one is itchy eyes. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is nausea. Next one is leg pain. Next one is leg swelling. Next one is palpitation. Next one is dizziness. Our patient is a 30-year-old young woman with past medical history. She's 37 weeks pregnant. She's very concerned that she can't have the baby checked now that she has COVID. She tested positive for COVID today, by the way. But she's having other associated symptoms, and she's quite concerned about her baby. Immunization has never had been immunized. Medication, some kind of UTI medicine that was given by the doctor, and prenatals. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, cholecystectomy, wisdom tooth extraction, social. She works for the county commissioner's office, married 4 years, first pregnancy, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Family history, no diabetes, coronary artery disease, or reported grandparents have had strokes. Patient 202 pounds, has gained 27 pounds during her pregnancy, 98%, 98.4, 18, 111, 125 over 78, heart positive, some positive 2, tachycardic lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, not tender, TMs slightly red, portion of pharynx is red, neurological non-focal skin shows, neurological lower extremity shows, trace edema. Number one, COVID-19 is positive. Number two, strep is negative. Number three, no treatment for COVID-19. Number four, lots of Tylenol. Next number is no aspirin. Next number is no Motrin. Next number is continually prenatal. Next number is your analysis was not checked since it was just checked at the doctor's office and she's on medication for UTI. Next number, because of her concern for her baby, we did an abdominal ultrasound. The abdominal ultrasound shows the baby's heart to be nice and strong. Her gallbladder, of course, is gone. Her liver looks slightly fatty. Her spleen looks normal. Her kidneys are normal as well. Period. New paragraph, we looked at her legs because of COVID-19 being positive and the fact that she has edema and she's pregnant. There was no sign of DVT, as well as no issues with her arm except for the pain related to COVID-19 in both deltoids. Next number, we looked at her heart because of palpitation. No molecular cardiogram. Next number, we looked at her carotid because of family history of stroke. Was completely negative. Next number, she does have lymphadenopathy in her neck. Next number, her thyroid looked good. Next number, she does have some nausea, most likely related to COVID-19. Next number, the pelvic ultrasound shows the fetal heart rate to be normal, and there's plenty of fluid present at this time. Plenty of amniotic fluid present at this time. Next number, follow up with OB/GYN as soon as you can. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number is Tylenol. Next number is rest. Next number, if develops chest pain, shortness of breath, either come here or go to the emergency room. Next number, of course, no chest x-ray was done today because of her pregnancy and no indication for that right now. Thank you.